Begin our reflection tonight with this passage from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. You must hold fast to faith, be firmly grounded and steadfast in it, unshaken in the hope promised you by the gospel you have heard. It is the gospel which has been announced to every creature under heaven, the word of the Lord. Well, tonight we gather before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament and we prayed the Holy Rosary for the conversion of our country and for the protection of our religious liberty as Catholics and as Christians here in this country of ours. I wanted to give a few reflections on the power of prayer, especially the Holy Rosary, and the importance of praying before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Some of you know about the great Saint John Bosco. He was an incredible saint. He worked mostly with youth. But one of the amazing things about St. John Bosco is that he had many dreams and visions and prophecies. There's a whole book about St. John Bosco called The Dreams, Visions, and Prophecies of St. John Bosco. Hundreds of them. And so I'd encourage you to try to get a hold of that because it is one of the most fascinating books. But the most famous vision of St. John Bosco is the vision that he saw the ocean and a large ship on the ocean. And of course, the ship represented the Catholic Church, and the Pope, wearing white, was leading the ship at the helm, trying to lead the ship between two large pillars. On one pillar was the Blessed Sacrament, Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. On the other pillar was the Blessed Mother. Now, as the ship was trying to be led between these two pillars, there were many storms on the ocean, and there were enemy ships that were bombarding the Catholic Church with all sorts of things, trying to sink it, trying to destroy it. On one occasion, they shot the Holy Father. He fell, but he got up. And another, he was able to continue leading the church. And eventually, the enemy ships began to sink each other. They began to sink as soon as the Holy Father was able to get the church between the two great pillars. He was able to tie the church between the Holy Eucharist pillar, which was much larger and bigger, and the Blessed Mother pillar. So Our Lady and the Eucharist, that's our reflection for tonight. So the power of Our Lady, especially in praying the Holy Rosary for our religious freedom. And the importance of praying before Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament. When we said the rosary, we really picked up a sling against evil. I've often compared the rosary to David's sling in the scriptures. As you know, David had to go up against Goliath. We're going up against Goliath of our modern society. The abortion industry, those promoting homosexual marriage, those promoting different family values than what we have as Christians. So there's many Goliaths that we face in modern society. How are we going to combat it? Well, David did not seem like much against this big giant. But what did he have? He had his sling, and he picked up five little stones from the creek bed. And we can consider those stones a foreshadowing of the five decades of the rosary. This is our sling against evil. The reason why David was able to defeat Goliath is because God was on his side. And because of that, God was able to give David victory, even though he was much smaller, and he used a weapon which was scoffed and mocked by the Philistines. But he had his sling, and this is our sling against the evils of modern society. And when you study church history, you'll see many cases where the power of prayer and the presence of our Blessed Mother was able to bring about great victories for Christians against the enemies of Christianity. We think back to the year 1571, the Battle of Lepanto, where the Christian fleet, led by Don Juan of Austria and many of the papal fleets and Christian ships from all over Europe, came to the greatest naval battle up to that point in history, the Battle of Lepanto, against the Turks who were overrunning Europe. They were coming up from northern Africa. If they won this decisive naval battle, all of Europe would have become Muslim and Christianity would have been stamped out. The Holy Father, St. Pius V, asked every person, every Christian, to pray the rosary for the protection of the Catholic faith in Europe. And so the word went out to everyone, to peasants and kings and to everyone throughout Europe, pray the rosary for Our Lady's intercession so that we will remain Christian. And during the military battle, even though the Christians were greatly outnumbered, during a strategic point, the winds shifted and changed, giving the Christians a great advantage, and they were able to have a decisive victory against the Turks in that battle, which kept Europe Christian at that time. And in honor of that, Pope Pius V established a feast day of Our Lady of the Rosary on October 7th, the day of the decisive battle against the Turks. Again, the power of prayer, the power of the Holy Rosary. Well, about 100 years after that, we had another siege, the Siege of Vienna, where again, the Turks, the Muslims, were coming up, taking over cities and countries, and they got to the gates of Vienna. And so John Sobieski was able to ride from Poland with 65,000 men on horseback. They had gone to confession. They were praying the rosary as they hastened and traveled to get to Vienna to help the Christians keep their city. The men were wearing badges of the Sacred Heart, again praying the rosary as they went. And they got there September 11th, 1683. And with 65,000 men, they were able to defeat 250,000 Turks and keep Vienna Catholic. Move ahead a couple hundred years to 1964. In Brazil, the Archbishop of Rio de Janeiro asked everyone to pray the rosary to help protect the country of Brazil from the atheists, the communists that were trying to take over. Well, 600,000 people pledged to pray the daily rosary. And on April 1st of that year, the atheists, the communists that were about to take over, turned and fled Brazil and kept Brazil Catholic. In the 1980s, you have the famous story in Manila, the Bloodless Revolution. I have a friend of mine I was in the seminary with. He was in that crowd that day in Manila Square when the tanks were lined up and the huge crowds of people, teenagers and little old ladies, and everyone was out in front praying the rosary. And they were about to be fired upon by these huge tanks. And my priest friend, who was just a teenager at the time, said that they were all holding hands and had their arms extended in prayer, praying the Holy Rosary for Our Lady's intercession. And as you know, some of those soldiers that were about to fire on the crowd saw an image of the Blessed Mother over the crowds, and they would not shoot upon the crowd. So again, the power of Our Lady, the power of the Holy Rosary, and the power of prayer. Now, St. Dominic had been able to help convert 100,000 Albigensians to the Catholic faith by teaching people the Holy Rosary. Again, the power of the Holy Rosary. They say a decade a day keeps the devil away, so we should always be praying our rosary. I once saw a t-shirt that said, "Pray the rosary, your Blessed Mother hasn't heard from you in decades." Now, of course, the best place to pray is before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. As you know, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ, the two presents, and the power of the Eucharist in the presence of Christ can help convert our nation. That's why we need hundreds and thousands of chapels of Eucharistic adoration throughout the United States to save our country. One priest once said, if you want to close down every abortion clinic in America, all you need to do is rent the building right next to it and have 24 hours, 7 days a week Eucharistic adoration, and the devil will hightail it out of there because he can't stand the heat. Because as 24 hours a day, people praying the rosary before the Blessed Sacrament right next to the clinic, as close to the clinic as you can get, that is, clinics have been closing down where they've been able to do this. And many places that have Eucharistic adoration, neighborhoods have changed. I had a priest friend of mine in Houston who had a chapel of adoration. It used to be a very bad, dangerous neighborhood, but after 25 years of adoration, things improved and the whole neighborhood got much better because of the presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament and people spending time in Eucharistic adoration. Look what it did to the Saracens when they tried to attack Assisi. St. Clair went and got the monstrance and held it over the Saracen troops as they were approaching. And they, whatever they saw, they turned and fled and did not destroy, attack, or pillage, or burn the town of Assisi. They turned because of the power of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. So St. John Bosco says those are the two pillars. The church has to get between those two pillars of the Eucharist and Our Lady. And then it'll be peace. And after the church was able to tie to these two pillars, there was peace and calm in the sea, in the ocean. So if you want peace and calm in your life, you have to tie your life between the two great pillars of the Eucharist through daily Mass and adoration and time before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, and the Holy Rosary and devotion to Our Lady, making your consecration, praying your rosary faithfully. See, again, because the Eucharist is so powerful, because it is the Lord Himself. And think of what happened when the Lord would go places in Scripture. The Lord could, at His very word, just work a miracle. He could drive out demons with just one word. And so the Lord can drive out demons as well, just by His presence in the Blessed Sacrament, here and now, 2,000 years later. So that is the greatest gifts that the Heavenly Father has given us. Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, and of course our Holy Mother Mary and her powerful intercession. So as we pray for our country, we pray for our religious freedom, let's remember to every day try to grow closer to our Blessed Mother and Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament.